Hello, everyone, and welcome into episode 7 of the University College Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brandon Apter, the marketing and social media specialist for University College. As usual, I will run through our social media accounts so you can follow us if you are not following along already. We're on Twitter and Instagram at UC at KSU. That's the at sign UCATKSU. On Facebook, just type in University College at Kennesaw State University. You'll be able to find us there. Just hit the like button or the follow button, and you'll be able to catch what's going on with us there as well. So before we get into episode 7's guest, and it's a good one, we're just going to take care of a couple of items that have been going on here at University College, and just wanted to talk about some of the courses that we're offering for spring 2019 that are unique and new. So first of all, we want to congratulate all of the winners from the 6th annual academic extravaganza, which took place on November 15th. The Learning Community Showcase featured some of Kennesaw State's newest students celebrating their academic work while also recognizing the faculty that teach them. Just a great job all around, and we'll be shouting out some of the winning groups specifically on some of the next episodes of the podcast. To all the students listening out there, I have a question for you. What is your superpower? Our 21st century world is interconnected, expansive, complex, and full of possibilities. Success in this new context requires the ability to be interculturally competent while connecting ideas across fields. If you could create superheroes with this big picture ability, what superpowers would they have? Better yet, if you were this superhero, what superpower would you have? Join the Department of Leadership and Integrative Studies for an exciting learning community in the spring of 2019 and learn how to activate your own superpowers by learning about how people, places, things, and events are interconnected and what this means for your future. The Living Learning Community includes the course LDRS 2300, which is a gen ed course where students will explore the connection between leadership and intercultural competence. The other course, INTS 1198, will give students an opportunity to learn about the field of integrative studies and develop critical and integrative thinking skills. If you'd like some more information on that, feel free to call the Department of Leadership and Integrative Studies at 470-578-6207. Or if you're interested in registering now, log on to registrar.kennesaw.edu. The Department of First Year and Transition Studies is now offering a 3-credit-hour, 4,000-level elective course, KSU 4401 Senior Seminar. Two of the sections of this course will be offered in the spring of 2019 in hybrid format on Tuesday and Thursday during the 11 to 12:15 time slot. Graduating college and embarking onto the next stage of life can simultaneously be exciting and intimidating for students. The senior seminar is designed to help students make the transition both successful and less daunting, whether they plan to explore their career right away or look into graduate education. Moving along, the Kennesaw State Employee Fitness Center, which is only $10 a month for staff and faculty, will be closed for the holiday break in December, starting at 5 p.m. on December 21st through the 30th, and then again on January 1st. There will be limited hours, however, on December 31st. The Employee Fitness Center has partnered up with three local YMCAs in Cobb County for members to go to during the holidays free of charge. Just show your ID and fill out a waiver at the participating YMCAs and you'll be set. The YMCAs are the locations in Northwest Cobb, Northeast Cobb, and McCleskey East Cobb. If you aren't a member of the Employee Fitness Center or interested in joining, stop by their location right alongside the KSU Center on Busby Drive. The $10 a month fee includes group workout classes, personal training, and much more. Great staff over there. I belong, and I highly advise it if you're looking to start getting in shape or want to maintain healthy weight or whatever, really. It's a great group of people, and you have some really, really dedicated students over there that do the personal training. All right, now on to our guest for episode 7. I'm joined by senior journalism and emerging media major Mariah Shepherd. Mariah is on the brink of graduation and has big dreams of landing a job in the radio industry. She's worked her way up to the position of general manager at Owl Radio and has worked with numerous radio stations in the metro Atlanta area already. We'll learn more about her radio journey thus far and what kind of impact University College's Thrive program has had on her as she readies for graduation. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy episode 7 of the University College Podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back into episode 7 of the University College Podcast. And right now I'm joined by my guest, journalism and emerging media major, Thrive peer leader, and Owl Radio general manager, Mariah Shepherd. Mariah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. No, really, honestly, thank you for having me, honestly.
Yeah, it's really great to have somebody else that, you know, has experience in radio and everything. So this should be natural for you.
Yeah.
You might teach me some tricks.
No.
So why don't we just start off with the basics? Tell us where you're from and how do you stumble upon picking Kennesaw as where you wanted to go?
Yeah, so I'm from a small county called Fayetteville, or Fayette County. And then within that county, I'm from this small town called Tyrone. Like literally, this is like the road. And my high school is on this side, my elementary school is on this side, and my No. It's my elementary, middle, and then high school on
all
one
next
road.
To each other?
Yeah. And then there's two churches on both sides.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's small. Like basically it.
How far was like the closest mall?
The closest mall, when we had, I don't know if you remember Shannon Mall. That was like near like Union City. They actually, I think it's like a movie studio now. But it was about like 25 minutes away.
Okay. Yeah, I always found that interesting because I went to school in like small central Pennsylvania and met people that were just like, yeah, it was probably like 20, 25 minutes. And I was just like, wow, if I drove that far, I'd probably hit like 5 or 6. So it's always interesting to figure that kind of stuff out.
Yeah.
Small town. So.
Yeah.
So why Kennesaw? What kind of led you here?
Honestly, okay. Well, I have an older sister. She's 25. And we were touring schools when she was getting ready for college. So I would just, you know, go with her. I'm like, oh, okay, going to college, even though it wasn't really my time.
Yeah.
So we toured all of these schools, and then we finally toured Kennesaw. And as soon as I stepped on campus, I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt comfortable, welcoming. Like, I was like, yeah, like, Kennesaw is, like, where it's at. And then, of course, that's where I saw Owl Radio, because they usually take the tours, like, of course, in the student center.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, I have to be there.
Yeah.
So that was actually the only school I applied for college.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't apply to any other schools.
Which other ones did you visit?
I visited, of course, UGA. I visited Mercer. Mercer, and I think that was about it. I didn't really go. I went to Valdosta as well. But definitely Valdosta was, like, a little too far for me. I'm a homebody, so whenever I have the chance to go home, I'm like, yeah, let's just go home and kick it with mom.
Yeah, it's always nice to live close to family. It's very helpful to be able to do that. So obviously, when you said that you toured campus, Owl Radio, you saw that and you were just like, okay, yeah, I need to go here. So prior to that, I'm sure that you had some interest in radio in general. So kind of how did that develop inside of you? And was there like a show or a specific host or two that you followed growing up that inspired you to kind of take that path?
Yeah. So radio started like really early for me. I would say when I was 8 years old, I definitely wanted to do news broadcasting. That was my thing. I was like, yep, I'm going to go into news. And then as things kept changing with news and everything, I was like, I don't think I could be that serious all the time. Like, you know, like I like to laugh, I like to have fun, and I don't want to talk about, you know, stories about things that, you know, that would just make me sad. So that's when I was like, well, what about, like, let's just look at radio. So, of course, when I was growing up with radio, I listened to it with my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Yeah.
Definitely V103 was one of my top stations that I listened to with Wanda and everybody. That was just, like, the morning show. And then I would then transition at night, and I listened to Hot 107 with Jay Nix and the Dirty Boys, because I was just, like, they were so excited. They always had, like,
it's
really
good energy.
It's
crazy how much you remember that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's cool because they're still on air, you know? And that doesn't happen in radio. Like, things just kind of, like, flip on the dime. So you just have to be ready. But it's really good to see, like, the people I grow up with, like still in the same positions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Longevity is always good, especially with like the morning shows, the nighttime drives and everything like that. I remember one of the shows that I listened to back when I lived in Philly, I forget the exact station name, but there was a DJ that I always tried to call, and like, you know, the big thing back then was like making a shout out, you know, like, hey, I'd like to shout out my mom, my dad, you know, all that stuff. So when I started working in baseball a couple of years later, we hosted one of the local radio stations, and little did I know, one of the morning DJs was actually the guy that I used to call as a kid trying to make shout outs to my family.
Oh my gosh.
Like super weird because radio is such a small world.
Yeah, it's so small. Like everybody knows everybody. So yeah, it's very small.
So currently you serve as the general manager for Owl Radio at KSU. That's pretty cool. And have done internships with a couple of different radio groups. Why don't you just talk about that experience? And what you hope to get out of all of that?
So
obviously a job.
Yes, a job, please. But I started with Owl Radio originally just as a volunteer. I was on the TV team, so I would go out there and shoot a couple videos and edit them, and then, you know, go on to the next project. After that, my TV director, Alexandria, shout out to her. She is currently actually doing news. I can't remember what station, but she's doing news right now, which is really dope. But she, you know, was graduating. So I was like, should I go for it as a TV director? And I was like, yeah, let's go for it.
Might as well.
Yeah. You know, cause it's just like more and more experience, especially like just staying with the radio station. So I was like, let's do it. So I got the position as TV director, and I did that for about a year and some change. Yeah. And, that was really cool just to be, I was just ahead of maybe like 15 people at the time. Mm-hmm. So we would go out and again, record stories and edit it, and then just go back and do more projects. So then after that, my general manager, she was graduating, and that was Kayla. She's super nice. Like, I love her. But she was also graduating, and I was like, now should I really go for this general manager position? Cause that's everybody, like everybody.
Yeah.
And so I was a little nervous. I was going back and forth. And then I was like, Mariah, like, you have to keep challenging yourself, you know, because if you don't challenge yourself, you're never going to get better. And that experience, like, you're going to need that in the future. Mm-hmm. So I applied for it. I interviewed. And now I'm here as a general manager. And I absolutely love it. It's great. Like, I love my team. Like, they're doing amazing, amazing things right now. So I'm just really proud of them. And then it's just great to see everyone, like, evolving into like what they really want to do, and it's just I just think it's so amazing. But after that, I was like, okay, well, I'm getting closer to graduation, so
yeah,
I need to start interning, you know.
that's the next step.
Yes, exactly. So my first internship was Cumulus Media Atlanta. So they do Q100, KX Rocks, and a classic station. So that was really, really cool.
That's not the river, is it?
No, not the river, but yeah, no. But it was, they have a lot of other cool stations, like, you know, like the Burt Show and everything like that. That was a great experience. It definitely taught me things that I didn't want to do, what I did want to do. So that was like a really good, like, first step.
I think that's big for internships too. Like, sometimes people do 2 years in school and intern, they find out that's not what they want to do, and that's okay too.
Yeah. And I completely agree. Like, definitely interning is, like, you need to do that at least once in college just to figure out, because at first I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this, because it just was not the industry that I thought it was going to be. So then I was like, okay, well, let me try like a radio station that I've always wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And that was definitely Hot 107. And I applied for Radio 1, who is over that. And I was so nervous because I got an email like a week after I put my application in. She's like, yeah, like, let's go in and do an interview. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I never been to the city, like, that part. It was, like, crazy. It's, like, right where Georgia State is. And, like,
Right in the middle.
Yes, right in the middle. So I was like, oh, I don't know where I'm going.
You feel
and
the
like,
energy. And
yeah,
everything.
It was a lot. And then I will never forget this day. It was pouring rain. And I was like, oh. And I was like, okay, well, I just got to go out and do it.
Yeah.
So I went into the building. I went on the elevator. I got off. I was soaking wet because of the rain. And I was just like, hi, I'm here. but it was cool because, like, it was, like, the exact environment I went to go into, like, fast paced, just you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I love it because like you're just like, oh, okay, I'm just chilling, and then it's like 10 minutes later, oh, you got an interview to do, like hurry up and get ready.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was just
yeah.
like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So yeah, so we did an interview and everything, and I was just like, okay, like this is it, like yeah. I want to be here. So then after a few days, like she was like, yeah, like you're one of us, and like you're gonna be an intern with us. And I was like, oh, that's so exciting, because I didn't know they only take 2 interns a semester.
Yeah, and radio is one of those businesses where, you know, piles and piles of resumes are flowing in all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. But I'm so lucky to be there, and I'm just happy to continue working with them. It's amazing.
Yeah, and especially in radio, TV, and everything like that, experience sometimes is the best education, really.
Honestly, yeah. Like, they don't, I mean, I wouldn't say they don't care about your education, because you should get your education. Like, get your education.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
but they definitely want to see, like, what can you bring to the table? Like, could you edit this? Could you create this? Or do you know how to write interview questions? Like, they're looking for those, definitely, like, the skills that you need. So
you have to be versatile.
Yeah.
Going back to Owl Radio for a second now.
Yeah.
You mentioned how you oversee, like, everything, 50 volunteers, and you help develop partnerships in the community as well. So talk about kind of the group of students that you work with, you know, how you drive them to succeed and be passionate, because obviously we can hear in your voice. You're very passionate about radio.
Thank you.
And kind of how important, you know, getting out in the community, even though it's a student-run station more or less, to kind of get the community behind you.
Right, for sure. Yeah, so when I started out at Owl Radio, we really didn't have a great reputation like that. So I was like, the best way to do that is definitely to reach out to our community and do events for our community. If they need a DJ, if they need a tent, if they need anything else, like, let's just go out there and show support that we're actually here. So I got with my team, and I just, they're just amazing. I'm telling you, they're great. And I was like, okay, so like, how would you guys want to go about this? And they're like, they were just throwing ideas left and right. And I loved it, because I was like, finally, we have content, we have ideas to actually execute. And I love that. So, we definitely work together a lot, and, it doesn't, it's not very, I wouldn't say it's too stressful, 'cause like, we know our strengths and weaknesses of each other, so we can bounce back and forth from each other. Just like today, like, we had an incident. My promotion director, Hayden, he had to go to class. And he was like, Mariah, could you help me with this event today? Like, I can't set up. And I was like, yeah, I'll help set up. Yeah. Like, even though I'm the general manager, and, like, usually, like, those type of roles are, like...
Yeah, you got to wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, you do. And some people are like, oh, no, you just sit behind the desk. And I'm like, no, I don't do that. Like, if someone needs help with something, I'm going to fill in, you know? So we just help each other, and I think it's really helpful. And then with the community, like, we've done more events that we have this year than any of the years of Owl Radio.
That's awesome.
And I love it. Like, it's great. And, like, people are like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so happy you guys are here. Like, it's great. And then the turnout is really, really amazing. So I just want to continue Owl Radio in that type of path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for students that might be listening, or faculty staff that have students that might be listening, how can they go about getting involved with Owl Radio?
Oh, for sure. We have our website. All you have to do is go to kcradio.com. And from there, we have our contact section. So you can either email me personally, I have my email up there, or any of the managers, directors that you want to talk to. And then we also have, like, a tab for if you want us to cover an event for you, and maybe have our TV team there so you can do some video. Or if we want, like, a DJ or anything like that, you can definitely just let us know, because we have a form. So we get that. We can prove it. And, yeah, just the website is really, really helpful. And then you can always ring the doorbell. We have a doorbell at the station. A lot of people don't see it. They just knock on the glass.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Either way, you can always stop by this station. There's always
the
going to be
bottom floor of the student center.
Yes, right in that little corner.
Yeah, across from the game room.
Yeah.
So moving on from radio and talking more about Thrive, which is a part of University College. Obviously, Thrive kind of dips into the whole, you know, recruiting process before people really even step on campus. You know, it starts in high school, senior year. So for people listening that may not know what Thrive is, can you explain?
Thrive is an amazing program. It gives you that step right before you go to college. So for people like me, I was nervous to death to go to college. I was like, oh, I'm scared. Like, I don't want to, like I said, like, I'm a very homebody person. So, you know, I'd rather just stay at home. But
going
of course
away,
you can't do that.
I mean, it's a life-changing experience.
Exactly. So it gives you that transition. So you know exactly what people to talk to, what events to go to, just like exactly what you need to do as a first-year student and to be successful in college.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do because I was like, I'm not going to be like a student that fails out their first year, or their first semester. Like I definitely want to be good. Mm-hmm. So that program definitely helps you transition correctly.
And it's all linked through the Hope Scholarship, right?
Yes. Yeah. So if you have hope, please have hope. That's great. Hope will save lives. if you have hope, they also help you maintain hope. So they give you like skills and resources and everything so you can help maintain hope. Yeah.
And what is the Hope Scholarship?
Yeah, the Hope Scholarship is for students that have a 3.0 GPA.
Okay.
And then there's also like the Zell Miller Hope Scholarship, which is, I believe you have to have like a 3.5 or 3.6 or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But it definitely saves a lot of money on your tuition. Yeah. So I would say shoot for that 3.0 at least. Yes.
So you mentioned a couple of the things that Thrive, you know, helps benefit you from. So how has it helped you grow as a student and as a professional? Obviously, you have the OWL Radio stuff, which has helped kind of mold you into the student that you are. But how has Thrive helped shape you throughout the years that you've been here?
Yeah, I definitely have to give all my credit to Shay Smith. Big shout out to Shay Smith. She was my grad coach from freshman year to now. So every time I had a question or if I was like worried about my classes, because she'll always ask me, how's your classes going? And I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, she would help me out. And I just really, really appreciate that because you don't find a lot of people like that in college. Yeah. Some people are kind of like, oh, well, like try to take it next semester or something. But Shay would definitely push you and help you get
She's
to
a very motivational person.
Yes, yeah. She is. I love it. But it's just been really, really amazing. With all their resources and skills, it definitely helps you become that student that you want to be.
Yeah. And you've been with the program throughout your entirety here at Kennesaw State as a senior and everything. So now you're a peer leader.
Yeah.
How did you become a peer leader and what are kind of the responsibilities of being a Thrive peer leader?
Yeah, of course. When I was a freshman, I had a peer leader. And after my freshman year, Shay came to me and she was like, yeah, Mara, I think you'll be great to be a peer leader. And I was like, what? Are you serious? So I was like, oh, okay. Because at the time, like, I was still fairly shy for some reason. I was just like, I don't know.
I think you've broken out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit. But I was like, okay, like, I'll try it. So I applied for it and we had to do like an interview and everything, which was really cool. And then we also had, a retreat.
Yeah.
So we had that. So that helped me like develop those skills as well to be set for being a peer leader. So that was just really cool. But the responsibilities for that is just really keeping in track with your students, making sure that they're okay. And like if they come with
you. And that's working with first year students?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So just like the first year students that come in and then they're going to be in that first year class. I can't remember.
First year seminar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one. So they're going to be in that class, and you also are in that class with them. So if they ever come to you with questions and you weren't really sure about the questions, you always direct them to, like, the right resource. But it just really helped guiding students so that they can be, like, a really good student like how you were. So, yeah.
Awesome. So you mentioned I mentioned the word benefits before.
Yeah.
Being a part of learning communities that they have, social events, social opportunities. Service projects as well. Were there a couple of events or projects that you've done throughout your time with Thrive that kind of stick out that you want to mention?
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely say it was, I think it was my sophomore year or freshman year. I'm not quite sure.
One or the
but, other. Yeah, one of those two. But for my English class, we had to do some type of project. I can't remember what the project was either. But basically, we had a volunteer at wherever location we wanted to go to. And my group, we decided to go to Mus Ministries.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like that'd be so cool. Cause it's, Mus Ministries is for people that are homeless. And they take care of them. They have like a housing, facility for them, which is really, really dope. So we went there and we did like a survey question to figure out like how we can better help homeless people. And it was the best and like the saddest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like I cried there and everything. Like I had to go to the bathroom because I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice insight. And I was just like, I'm really grateful for that experience that I had with Thrive because I wouldn't have not done that. Like I might have probably done it a couple of years down the road, but I was able to do it in my prime, which was really, really amazing. And then from there, I also did like a conference, seminar type thing where I talked to students that were in my shoes about to graduate and like, how do you go about graduation?
Right.
Because yeah, it gets tricky. So, you know, a lot of students didn't know you had to, petition to graduate and that's a $50 fee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like a lot of people also don't know that when you do petition to graduate, you have to do it a semester before you actually graduate.
Yeah.
So
you can't just show up with your cap and gown and hope it happens.
Right. Because they're going to be like, oh, no, you're not on the list. So that was just really, really cool to help those students because I was like, yeah, like, guys, we're all graduating together. So,
yeah.
Like, yeah, here's the information.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So. You're graduating soon.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Sure if it hasn't hit you yet, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
At some point. You have Al Radio, you have internships, you have Thrive Program, a lot of experiences at Kennesaw. What are you most looking forward to taking the next step forward at life after college?
Oof, it's crazy. I can't believe it went by so fast. Like everyone would tell me, college goes by so fast. And I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
You blink, and now you're here.
Yeah. Yeah. So my next step after graduation is definitely a job.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely trying to think about where I want to go. I'm really, of course, interested in radio and television. So either way kind of goes. I would love, of course, to work with Radio One. I think it's an amazing company.
If you're listening, Radio One.
Right. I'm here.
I endorse this message.
Thank you. But just really wherever it goes. Like, I'm not going to force anything. You know, you just kind of have to accept wherever life goes.
Yeah, first job isn't going to be your last job.
It's not.
It's going to make you stronger.
Yeah. So wherever it happens, happens. But I'm excited for the future.
What do you think you're going to remember most about Kennesaw? I know you've done so much, but.
That's a great question. What I'm going to remember most about Kennesaw, definitely the people that I met here.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it by myself.
Yeah.
So I am so grateful for everyone that I met here because they helped me be the person I am today, and they also helped me be in the position that I am today. So definitely the people here.
Well, awesome. Mariah, we appreciate you coming and chatting with us
here
on the University College Podcast. Any place on social media that people might be able to find you or Al Radio that you want to plug?
Yeah, definitely listen to Al Radio. We are at kcradio.com and also Radio FX app. It's amazing. So you can go ahead and download it and then you'll search Al Radio and then we'll pop up. And then, of course, you can follow me on Instagram, MOR1AH. That's me. And I follow back. So.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks again for coming on. And hopefully we'll be chatting with you down the line when you have your own morning show.
Oh, I hope so.
Here's to that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, again, for tuning in. If you're listening to this before Thanksgiving, please have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And if you're listening after Thanksgiving, then we hope you had a great meal and are ready to get back to it as we wind down the fall semester of 2018 here at Kennesaw State University. This is Brandon Apter signing off. Have a great one.